Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, 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 I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we're looking at God, Jesus, as man and as God. And people are very confused with that sometimes. And so we were looking at certain things. We want to pick it up again today where the Apostle Paul had to correct the Apostle Peter because Peter was suggesting that you need Jesus and something else. When he tried to be with the Jews, he'd speak law and he'd act with the law. But when he was with the born-again saints, he lived that way in freedom. And Peter was reprimanded by the Apostle Paul and said, listen, you're wrong. You're telling people they need Jesus and something. All you need is Jesus because He is God. Many people thought He was just a prophet, or is Elijah returned, or is John the Baptist returned, but He is the Son of God and He was God, but He gave up His godly privileges, which we're going to see when He came to the earth as a man. So let's pick up the service one more time and let's see what God has for us in store.
Paul the Apostle spoke to Peter the Apostle and said, you're a hypocrite. You're teaching these people that they need Jesus and something. You don't need Jesus and something. You need Jesus. Period. You don't need Jesus and President Trump or President Obama. You need Jesus. You don't need Jesus and the doctor. You need Jesus. You don't need Jesus and the bank manager. You need Jesus. Now, they are resources, bank managers and doctors, but He is the source. And He gave us resources until we can get faith enough to go direct to the source. That's a bit of sauce I'm giving you now. Just stewing that for a while. Amen. Praise hallelujah. And so He's a prophet. He's a high priest. He's a king of kings. He's a great I am. He's a bread of life. He is everything. Amen. Say, Jesus is everything. And you know, Jesus said in John 14, 19, He said, he that has seen me has seen who? Has seen the Father. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are one. Amen. Correct? Amen. It's like you and I. You think about you and I. We're spirit, soul, and body. Amen. I don't find that amazing. I mean, I find it amazing, but I understand that. And I'll go with that because God created us in His image and likeness. And God is a spirit. The Bible says so. In John 4 and other places, God is a spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So God is a spirit. How many of you believe God's here now? Amen. Well, He says in His word, He inhabits the praises of His people. He said He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He said, surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. He said, I'll be with you to the end of the age. God is with us. He's here right now. But we can't see Him. Why? Because He is spirit. Right? And then He created us as a spirit. And then He gave us a body. Remember, from the clay, the dust of the earth. And He gave us a body. So spirit in body. And then He breathed life into us. Remember? Into our nostrils. And He gave us a soul. Your soul comprises of your mind, your will, and your emotions. Your body is your body, and your spirit is who God is involved with and in. Your spirit, when you're born again, becomes the temple for God to reside in the temple. Amen. Our spirit is where we get saved. Our spirit becomes brand new. Our spirit goes back to the blueprint that was in the Garden of Eden, where there was no sickness, there was no pain, there were no snakes that were poisonous. Everything has gone back into that state of being in our lives if we just appropriate it and say, now hang on a second, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Of course, in Galatians 3:13, He says, Christ has redeemed me from the curse. Yeah. And the curse came into the earth, remember, when Adam and Eve fell. But I'm redeemed from the curse. So the blueprint's gone back. Oh, hallelujah. That's why I don't get sick. That's why I'm prosperous. That's why I'm having a life of life. He said, I've come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly in John 10:10. Did he not? He said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. And one day I found out that the thief is the devil. And I found out the bad things happening to me is not God. And I stopped saying, God, why are you doing this to me? Amen. The thief is doing it to you. God is blessing you. And once I got that revelation and I got an understanding, I stopped receiving the things from the devil thinking it's from God. And then I realized God said, you got authority over that squirmy thing. I'm the head, I'm not the tail. I'm above, I'm not beneath. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. Thanks be to God. Listen, he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I discovered by the word of God that I have got authority over the devil. So I said, sickness comes from the devil and the curse. Yep. Amen. So I said, I'm not having anything to do with sickness anymore. And I haven't. Amen. Come on. I got tired of being broke, and I'm not. Amen. Come on. Amen. I got tired of having my cars held together with Jesus stickers. Come on. Amen. Trying to be a testimony for God. Every time I hit a bump, the window would fall down, or a wiper would fall off. Hey, serve my Jesus. Look what he gave me. A rust bucket. Come on, listen, we don't get into God for blessings like we want money and cars and that. But God, like I want to bless my children, I bless my children. I bought my son, my wife and myself bought our son a car. My daughter's got my old Mercedes-Benz, small one. Come on, I want to bless them. God doesn't want to bless me. You got it wrong. I've come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. So I've got to recognize him as the Messiah. Now, sometimes people have a misunderstanding of the humanity side of Jesus. How can he be man and how can he be God at the same time? Jesus came to the earth not as God. He came as a man like you and me. He came through the birth canal of a woman, hence the virgin birth. You cannot be in the earth legally without coming through a woman. Amen. Come on. That's why the devil and his cohorts are illegally in the earth. Amen. You want a real illegal alien? That's one. Amen. Come on. The original. All right, I'm going to get into trouble now. But and they think when you say he's a man, Jesus from Nazareth, the man, they think you're denying his deity. We're not denying his deity. Man messed up. And according to God and his principles, man had to fix up. And so if I commit a crime, I got to pay for that crime and go to jail. You fix up, you mess up, you fix up. And God saw the state we were in, and he had already made the plan because mankind could not get himself out of the mess that we got into. When Adam and Eve sinned, and then the curse came into the earth. And God knew he's sending his son, the blood, cleansing, righteousness, boom, back in our right standing with God Almighty. Amen? And he didn't need my approval to do it. While I was still sinning, he saved me. He loved me. He would die for me. Remember, nailing him to the cross, forgive them. I wouldn't have said that. I would have been kicking like a mad thing. Come on. He hung on the cross, said, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. That's love that we don't even understand. That's agape love. Amen. Go with me to Philippians 2. Now we know that he is God and that he is part of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And I always explain it this way. Because I had to have it explained to me in a kind of way that I could cope with it. And it's like H2O, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They're all H2O. I'm just giving you a kind of an analogy, okay? So stay with me. I'm not calling God water. All right. But H2O can be in a form like this where I can drink it. I can swim in it. It's H2O, correct? But now I can put it in the freezer and I can make it solid. But it's still H2O. It's ice. And now I want to steam clean my carpet. So I boil it. It's still H2O. So it comes in three forms. It comes in water, it comes in ice, and it comes in steam. But it's still H2O. Well, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, they're all God, but they have different functions. Remember when God looked out and he looked at all the chaos on in the planet, there was nothing? The Holy Spirit, the Bible says, was hovering over the, he was hovering over the earth. And when God said, light be, the Holy Spirit went into action. Amen. And the Bible says, without Jesus, was nothing created. So the Godhead worked together. They're in complete unity, 100,000,000% in unison and in unity and one accord. They will never, ever come against each other. They never have. They never will. Amen? And God did that out of his love for you and me, sending his one and only Son. And so look in Philippians 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Wow. How about that? God's telling me we can get the same mind Christ had. Remember he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts and my ways are not your ways in Isaiah. Well, let me tell you something. It's because we didn't learn anything. Now we know his will. How do I know the will of God? I know the will of God by the word of God. That's everyone say that. I know the will of God by the word of God. I don't know the will of God by emotional feelings. I don't know the will of God by what someone tells me. I don't know the will of God by what I'm experiencing. I don't know the will of God by what I get in prayer. Amen. Or what's prophesied over me. I know the will of God by the word of God. And if the word of God says, I'm healed, he took my infirmities and bore my sickness, that's God's will. That's what he's arranged and preordained for my life. Am I walking that rather than someone saying, well, God's not healing today? Amen. This is good news. You see, gospel, you all know, gospel means good news. Amen. Isn't it good news when I say you don't have to go like a pauper through life, scrimping and scraping and not having enough to just get your kids to college? It's not my. I remember the days where am I going to get the money for the mortgage? I remember the days sleeping on my mother-in-law's floor for 7 months. My wife and myself sleeping on the floor for 7 months. A hurricane taking our school out, our building out, our church out. A hurricane sleeping on the floor for 7 months. My children had beds in her house, but we were on the floor for 7 months. I said, no. This is just a minor setback. Amen. We're coming back and we're coming back stronger, and we have. Amen. 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 And so let that mind be in you. Because if God says he always causes me to triumph, then that means if I'm always caused to triumph, what am I doing losing? Amen. Either I don't believe the word, I don't know the word, or I don't appropriate the word in my own life. Amen. Listen. How did you get saved? How many of you are saved? Let me see your hands. Okay. The Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you'll be saved. If I believe and I speak it. Correct? So I had to appropriate salvation. Come on. I had to believe it. I had to speak it. Then you'll be saved. Well, how do I get healed? I believe and I speak it. I get into heaven by believing and speaking. Why would he change the language now that I'm in heaven? You still believe and speak. You have to appropriate the blessings of God in your life. Don't be sitting there saying, well, I'm just not one of the lucky few. And if you believe the lie that God's not healing everybody, then when sickness tries to attack you, you're going to hear that voice, which happens to be the devil, saying, yep, and you're one of them that ain't gonna get healed.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival and tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m.